Welcome to Behind the Scenes with Dr. Adam Goldstein and Dr. Christy Page. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Evan Ashkin, Associate Professor of Family Medicine at the University of North Carolina, about his journeys as a family physician. And Dr. Ashkin, thank you for being with us for Behind the Scenes.
Well, thanks for having me, Adam and Christy.
You know, one of the things that when you talk, one thing stands out, which is your passion for making a difference in the lives. And I say in the lives, not just in their health care, but in the things that people need to change to live healthier lives. Where does that passion come from? Were you born with it?
Well, that's interesting. I think that I'm extremely fortunate because what makes me, what gives me pleasure, what makes me feel good at the end of the day is feeling like I've had the opportunity to help somebody else. And I honestly feel that it's hard to imagine being luckier than that because it allows me to pursue my career and my interests and my work in a way that I get a pass because it's generally felt to be a socially good thing to do. And I just feel very lucky, and I'm not exactly sure where it comes from, but I will give mom, shout out to mom here in that she was a social worker, and without a doubt, I grew up seeing a wonderful model of someone who really cared about making a difference in other people's lives.
Well, and as you look back at how your passion was sparked, I also wonder in thinking ahead, when many, many, many years from now, when you're looking back on your life, what will it be that makes you feel like, okay, I did follow my passion. I did make that impact.
That's a great question, Christy.
It won't be that endowed chair at Tufts University.
No, you know, it won't. And, you know,
it could have been, but.
Well, you know, happily, I feel like I was given another gift by my parents, really, which is that I don't, that external validation for achievement has not been what has been a main driver for me in picking my path in life. And it really is about the quality of the relationships that I have at work and with my patients and family and friends. And, you know, hopefully when that point comes where I feel like I'm really looking back, I think feeling a balance, that I've achieved a good balance between my professional work and my family and involvement in my community. And professionally, you know, I really hope to be able to know that there were a number of young physicians that I was able to touch during their training and their formative years that led them to hopefully be more fulfilled in their career and be able to have an impact on their community, that I was able to hopefully foster that interest in a way that led them to be more effective in addressing some of the broader health needs locally or maybe even globally where they are.
Well, one thing I know, knowing of your passion and hearing your passion, is that you can't be totally pleased with the state of healthcare and society today, given the volume, the great deal of problems that we still have with people and the rising poverty rates in the U.S. And I'm wondering, what are the things that causes you to sometimes feel despair, or do you ever feel despair at these kinds of issues? And how do you handle that?
Adam, what the most despair I feel is when this issue of the basic right to human dignity and care is made into a political football and is passed around and used for, you know, very destructive at times political means. And actually, one thing I love about North Carolina is it is really there's on both sides of the aisle, there is a lot of agreement on the duty for us to take care of our citizens, no matter how they got here. And there's some debate about this, but in general, it's one of the things I love about North Carolina is that politically, this issue is much less problematic than it is on a federal level. The debate being turned into sound bites about access to care and what it means to provide that basic human right is discouraging at times. Although I think that in general, once people understand the issues, the political nature of the discussion fades and the human right and human dignity part of it wins the day.
Well, thank you for taking some extra time to talk with us on behind the scenes. And thank you for just your passion and being who you are and being willing to put the effort forth to follow through with your passion.
Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Adam.
I'm sure it'll make a difference for your children as they look forward to their own careers and as well as the future generations. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.